John 6, found on page 1070 in the church Bibles. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and you still do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." At this the Jews began to grumble about him, because he said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world."
Now, as you sit down, I'd ask, please, the grown-ups to open their Bibles at John chapter 6, page 1070. But boys and girls, I want you all to sit up. Come on, take your hands out your pockets. Don't be slovenly. All right, sit up straight. I want you to open your eyes, pin back your ears, zip up your mouths unless I ask you to talk. And to wind up your brains. Come on, let's see you winding up your brains. That's right, as we're going to learn together from the Lord Jesus in this part of his word. And as we start, I want you to think for a moment about what it means to be safe. What does it mean to be safe? Yes, Noah? Free from danger. Yes, that's good. Any other ways of describing safe? Anyone else want to describe being safe? No? Yes, it's the... Oh, sorry, James?
Not losing things?
I guess if you're not lost, you're safe. That's right. But that's right. It's the idea of being secure, free from harm, free from danger. Now, let me ask you some questions about that. Where do you feel most safe? Who wants to tell me? Where do you feel most safe? Yes, Matt?
In bed.
All right. Yeah, all right, it's in bed. Where is your bed, Matt? Where's your room? In the house. And what would you call that house? Home. I think most of us feel our safest at home, don't we? Now, another question. With whom do you feel most safe? Who do you feel most safe with? Anyone want to tell me? Esther. With your mum and dad, that's right. Isn't that true? That most of us, when we're little, feel safest with mum and dad, with those who love us and who care for us. That's right, isn't it? Now, here's a third. You've got to listen carefully to this question. When you encounter something scary and you're afraid, and you want to feel safe, what do you do? Yes? You scream, all right? You scream. Where do you go? Noah?
Who you think is safe.
That's right. You go normally to the people who think you are safe. Now, I want to illustrate this, and I've asked for volunteers, so Hannah's going to come and help me. I want you to imagine that Hannah is one of my daughters. I have three daughters, and when they were little... Okay, Hannah, come out over here, okay? When our daughters were little, kind of Hannah's kind of age... They were scared stiff of dogs. And the larger the dog, the scareder they were. Anyone here scared of dogs like that? Like big Alsatian? Yes, Courtney's a big wuss when it comes to dogs. Okay, so Hannah, I want you to imagine, all right? So just imagine that imagine Hannah's my daughter, all right? And Hannah and I are out for a walk, yeah? We're out for a walk. Yeah, come on, we're talking together. You're talking together. Okay, and we'll turn around once more, right? And all of a sudden, over there, we see a big dog. Now, what do you think my children used to do? Hannah, what do you think they used to do?
Scream and go behind you.
Okay, do it.
What, scream?
Yeah. Come on, you know, hold my hand. And what my daughters used to do is they used to hold my hand and they used to kind of lean right into me. In fact, two of them still do it, okay? You did that very well. Well done. Why? Well, because when there's danger, what did they want? They wanted to feel safe, and what they did was they came to me because coming to me, they felt safe from the big dog. Now, thinking about that whole idea of being safe, the question we need to ask this morning is, do we know that we are safe forever? That is safe for all of our lives. Not just for this life, but actually, do we know that we're safe when we die and that then we will be safe forever and ever and ever? The verses we read from John 6 tell us that all believers in our Lord Jesus can be sure that they are safe forever. And to help us understand, Jesus talks about two gifts. Now, I have two gifts here, which will help us to understand what the Lord Jesus says. Now, one of the gifts, it says to all believers from God the Father, and the other gift says to Jesus from God the Father. So both of these gifts, both of these gifts are from God the Father. All right, so who are the gifts from? God the Father. And then, let's say who the gifts to. One of the gifts is to believers in the Lord Jesus, and the other gift is to Jesus. And we're going to think about these two gifts that Jesus talks about, that God the Father gives, and they'll help us to understand why believers in Jesus are safe forever. Now, would someone like to come and open the first gift, all right? This is the gift to all believers, all right? So it's to all believers from God the Father. Who'd like to come out? Okay, Asha, you want to come out and open the gift? You can come either way, that's fine. Okay, you want to open the gift? Did you get lots of nice gifts for Christmas?
Yeah.
I wonder if you got one like this. What is it?
Bread.
That's right, it's a loaf of bread. Did you get a loaf of bread for Christmas? If you got a loaf of bread for Christmas, would you think that was a bit strange? Yes, so would I. You can go and sit down. Well done, Asher. That was great. A loaf of bread. Now, why have I got a loaf of bread? Because we read in John 6 that the Lord Jesus describes himself as the bread of life who came down from heaven. That Jesus is God's gift to the world of the bread of life. Now, why did Jesus describe himself as the bread of life? Well, let me tell you three things that Jesus describing himself as the bread of life tells us. First of all, Jesus is the gift. Remember, he is the gift. Let me put it up here. Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus is the gift we all need. Imagine you had no food. Imagine you hadn't eaten lots of turkey and sausages over the last few days. Imagine you had eaten nothing for the last 3 days. What would you need? What would you need? Food, wouldn't you? You need food. And bread represents the food we need to keep us alive. Now, Jesus is called the bread of life because we need him. We need him because we're sinners who deserve to be punished by God with everlasting death. But Jesus is the gift of God the Father to believers of the bread of life. He is what we need to give us everlasting life. So that's the first thing about bread. Jesus is a gift we need. But secondly, Jesus is a gift that needs to be broken. Think about this loaf of bread. You thinking about it? if this loaf of bread is to do me any good, what has to happen to it? Can I fit that in my mouth? What has to happen? Well, it has to be broken, doesn't it? I think it's a day old. That's what had happened just before Jesus described himself as the bread of life. Do you remember that occasion when there were 5,000 people? They'd all been listening to Jesus and it was late and they had no food. How many loaves of bread did Jesus find? How many loaves of bread did the disciples go and find? Anybody know? It's the same people. Yes? How many? Oh, I thought I saw a hand up there. Yes, Isaac? He found 5 loaves of bread, that's right. And he gave thanks to God, and then he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and everyone in that crowd had enough to eat. Now, so it is with Jesus, the bread of life. He was referring to his death on the cross. You see, the night before he went to the cross, do you know what the Lord Jesus did? He had a special meal with his closest disciples. And during that meal, he took bread like this, and he broke the bread, and he said to them, "This is my body, which is for you." It's a picture of what he was going to do as he died on the cross. The Lord Jesus, as he died on the cross, he was giving his life for all who believe in him. When he died on the cross, he took the death believers deserve instead of them in order to give them eternal life. So, Jesus is the bread of life. We need him. To do us good, he had to be broken. But there's one last thing. Imagine I'm really hungry, or you're really hungry, and I've got this bread and it's been broken. What do I have to do if it's going to do me any good? What do I have to do? Yes, I have to eat it. That's right. I have to take a bit and I have to... Now I can't speak because it's rude to speak with your mouth open, isn't it? Now I need to receive it, to eat it. And later on in John's gospel, that's exactly what Jesus says. He says that actually to believe in him, one way of thinking of that is that we eat him. We receive him into our lives. And as we receive him into our lives as the bread of life, he gives us eternal life. So this is the first gift that God speaks about, yes? What's the gift that God the Father gives to believers? The bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. Now, who'd like to come and open the second gift? Where's it gone? Oh, it's here. Who'd like to come and open the second? It's all the boys over here want to help. Right. No. Thea, you come up. You come upstairs over there, okay? Now, I have to be careful with this one that we don't break it. Okay, do you want to open this? So this one says, it says, to Jesus from God the Father, all right? So this is a present from God the Father to Jesus. Now you're going to open that. I'll hold it. Hey, you're a good opener. Go and pull it out. Don't drop it. Do you know what that is, Thea? What's on it?
People,
that's right. Do you know who all these people are? These are the members of Enfield Evangelical Free Church. And this is a picture on my study wall upstairs. You can go and sit down now. Thank you very much. This is what this is. This is a picture of all the believers in Jesus who make up this local church. Now, they're not all the believers in the world. There are believers in the Lord Jesus all over the world. But what the Lord Jesus says in John 6 is that believers are the gift of God the Father to the Lord Jesus. Look at this verse that we read. It's on the screen. Look what it says. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And then look further down. I shall lose none of all that he has given me. Now, this might be something that we've not really thought of before. But it's what Jesus teaches. Every true believer in Jesus is a gift to him from God the Father. You see, just think with me about the mission that God the Father sent Jesus on. He sent him to be the... Oh, come on. Wakey, wakey. Too much turkey. Too many late nights, too. God the Father sent the Lord Jesus to be the...
Bread.
The bread of life. We can do that again. God the Father sent the Lord Jesus to be the...
Bread.
The bread of life. Brilliant. Excellent. But did everyone believe in Jesus? Did everyone receive Jesus when he came? No, they didn't. In fact, later on in the John 6, if we were to read on, we discover that there were those who had said they believed in Jesus, but then they started turning away from him. Oh, there were people like Peter and James and John and Andrew. They stayed with Jesus, but many others rejected him. And as the life of Jesus went on, more and more people rejected him. They did not receive him. They did not believe in him. And eventually, they're the ones who put him to death on the cross. Was the mission of Jesus going to be a failure? No, it wasn't going to be a failure. Because God the Father had given believers to Jesus. God had not sent his son on a mission that would fail. Look again at the screen. Will you look at the screen with me? Oh, there you go. This one. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Now, let me try and explain this. I need another volunteer. Can I have another volunteer? Esther. Come on then. You see, what's this telling us is that no one can come to Jesus unless God the Father draws that person. Now, Esther, I want you to stand over there. Okay, stand over there. Stand over there. All right? You there? Now, what I want to do is I want to put this rope around you. All right? Okay. And I'm going to go right over here. Oops, hang on a minute. Right. Now, what we're being told is this. That every believer, something has happened to every believer in the Lord Jesus. And that is that God the Father has drawn them to the Lord Jesus. In other words, through all sorts of circumstances and people telling them about the Lord Jesus, God the Father has drawn them so that then they receive Jesus as the bread of life. Now, will you go back over there again? Because I want to tell you a story. All right? I was talking to a good friend this week. Okay, about how they became a Christian, how they came to be a believer in the Lord Jesus. And they told me how when they were a little girl, the age of some of you here, that their mum and dad, this person's mum and dad, they weren't interested in church at all. So they never came to an all-age service like this. They never went to treasure hunters or kids clubs. They didn't hear about Jesus at all. But one day, this friend of mine went to visit her granny. And in her granny's house, she found a bit of paper, and on it was what's called the Lord's Prayer. Now, she'd never heard of the Lord's Prayer before, but she took this piece of paper home. And every day, she prayed the Lord's Prayer. And that was part of the way, stop there, that God the Father started to draw my friend Linda to the Lord Jesus. And then Linda, praying the Lord's Prayer every day as a little girl, that's all she was. Mum and Dad weren't helping her do this. She found a book of her mum's. It was a book called the Book of Common Prayer. Some of you will know about, the grown-ups will know about that. And in the Book of Common Prayer, there's lots of bits of the Bible and there's lots of prayers. And my friend started to read that herself as a little girl every day and to pray the prayers. And it was part of the way that God the Father was drawing her. That will do. To be a believer in our Lord Jesus. And then a friend at school asked Linda if she wanted to go to a youth group at church. And Linda started to go to the youth group at church. And at the youth group at church, she heard about the Lord Jesus. She heard that the Lord Jesus had been sent from heaven to be the bread of life. Well, I'm sure she heard that among other things. She heard about the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross. And as Linda heard more and more, so God the Father was drawing her to the Lord Jesus, and she then received the Lord Jesus. You're doing well out of this, aren't you? I hope you like bread. Is it okay? Good, you've done well. Go and sit down. Thank you, Esther. But do you see what happens? Now, actually, that's true for every believer in the Lord Jesus in different ways. There are ways in which God the Father, through circumstances, through people, has drawn them to the Lord Jesus, bringing to that point where they personally believe in the Lord Jesus and they receive the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. And that means that if you're someone today who is believing in the Lord Jesus, you are a gift from God the Father to Jesus. You may say, well, how can we spot, how can we recognise someone who is a gift from God the Father to Jesus? Well, very simply, there's someone who's believing in Jesus. Do you get that? Now, we thought about the gift of God the Father to believers is Jesus, the bread of life. The gift of God the Father to Jesus is believers. Here's now the big, big thing that brings it all together. Here's the big truth I want you to remember this morning. And that is that Jesus will keep believers safe forever. Will you look at the screen again? I'll have to go back, I think. Look at the screen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away, for I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Do you like my watch? Like my watch? Guess what this watch was? On Friday. Yes? It was a Christmas present. Guess who this Christmas present was from? Any ideas? James?
God?
It wasn't from God, no. Yes, Joseph? Pardon? From Santa Claus. No, it wasn't from Santa Claus. No, it wasn't from Santa Claus. Noah? It wasn't from Sandra. No, this was from my dad. This was my father. Now, just imagine, and I needed a new watch, by the way, because my old watch I'd had for 15 years, and it was getting very scruffy and scratched, and so I'm very grateful for this new watch. But just imagine on Christmas Day that I had this package from my dad, and I opened the package, and I said, I don't want that. I wouldn't do that, would I? It's a present from my dad. It's just what I need. Because believers are the gift from God the Father to Jesus, Jesus says something wonderful. He says that he will never reject those who come to him. Look at the verse. Will you look at it on the screen with me? All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. What's Jesus saying? He's saying that all who come to him and believe in him, he will welcome with open arms of love. Now, perhaps this morning you're not yet a believer in the Lord Jesus. Perhaps you've not yet personally received Jesus as the bread of life. But perhaps even this morning, God the Father is drawing you to the Lord Jesus to receive him. Can I say to you, come to him. You may say, well, how do I come to him? Well, think again about this bit of bread. You come saying, Lord Jesus, I need you. I'm a sinner who deserves everlasting death. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you left heaven and came to earth to die on the cross as the bread of life. You gave my life to give me life. Lord Jesus, I come to you. Lord Jesus, I receive you. Please keep your promise and give me eternal life. And if that's you this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ, he will not reject you. He will welcome you with open arms. The second wonderful thing Jesus says, though, about keeping believers safe, is that he will not lose a single believer that the Father has given him. Look at the verses on the screen again. Verse 39. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me. Jigsaw puzzle. I like this jigsaw puzzle, upside down, the corner shop. We always do a Christmas puzzle at Christmas in our house, a jigsaw puzzle. Do you know what the problem with this jigsaw puzzle is? Anyone guess what the problem is? Hannah. It's got a lost piece, you're right. Do you know, whenever we do this jigsaw puzzle, there's always a bit missing in the middle. We've been very careless, haven't we, to lose a jigsaw puzzle. Now, imagine for a moment that all these pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, that they represent every believer in the world, that they represent all those that God the Father has given to Jesus. What does the Lord Jesus promise? He promises that he will never lose a single one of them. He will keep them safe. Now, it's a reminder, isn't it? That as we live as those who believe in the Lord Jesus, life can often be scary. Dogs. Well, maybe not actual dogs, but there are other scary things in life. As disciples of Jesus, we face temptations and trials of many kinds. Well, who do we run to? Well, Hannah would run to her daddy, wouldn't you, when a dog comes? But when we face dangers and trials of many kinds, believers in Jesus can run to Jesus because he is the one who will keep us safe. He's promised that he'll not lose one of those that the Father has given to him. And then there's one last thing he says. He says that all those believers the Father has given to him, he will not leave them dead. One day, every single one of us will die. When a believer in Jesus dies, their soul, that's the inside bit of us, it will go immediately to be with Jesus, while our bodies will either be cremated or buried. But then on the last day, Jesus says, when he returns, he will raise believers to physical life with new physical bodies that will never, never die again. You see, look again at the verse. Verse 39, you're looking at it? And this is the will of him, the Father who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Isn't that wonderful? And you may say, well, how can we be sure about that? Well, the Lord Jesus, who gave himself on the cross and as the bread of life, he didn't stay dead, did he? He came back to life. He was raised on the third day. And the Lord Jesus, who was raised on the third day, is the Lord Jesus who says, I will not leave any believer dead. Their bodies will be physically raised on that last day, and they will share eternity, that is forever, with me in the new creation I will bring about. Can I show you something? In this envelope, does that see what I've got in the envelope? In this envelope, I have two photographs, I think. I did have, yes I do, of two people I love. I love a number of people. But here I have a picture of my mum, and I have a picture of my little sister. My little sister died 12 years ago. My mum died 8 years ago. Can I tell you about both my mum and my little sister? They were both believers in the Lord Jesus. They had both received Jesus as the gift to them of God the Father, of the bread and life. They trusted him as their Savior and Lord. That means that they were both gifts of God the Father to the Lord Jesus. They belong to the Lord Jesus. And you know what that means? It meant that as they came to the Lord Jesus through their lives, he did not reject them. He welcomed them. It meant that actually as they went through life, including through some very difficult things, the Lord Jesus kept them safe. And it means that I can be sure that on the last day when the Lord Jesus comes again, he will give to my little sister and he will give to my mum glorious new bodies, resurrection bodies, like the resurrection body of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Why? Well, because the Lord Jesus has said he won't reject anyone who comes to him. He'll not lose any of those that the Father has given him. And on the last day, he will raise them to life. Because Jesus, you see, is the one who will keep believers safe forever. Will you say this bit with me? On three. Jesus will keep believers safe forever. Right, we can do it again. Come on, boys and girls, really loud. You ready? Shouldn't you be a bit more excited about this? Right, just the boys and girls, really excited, and Glenn can help them. Right, one, two, three.
Jesus will keep believers safe forever.
Safe. So I come back to the question I started with. Will you all look here? Do you know that you are safe forever? Do you? It's only those who believe in Jesus who are safe forever. And if you've not yet believed in him, today could be the day when you start to believe in him, when you receive him. And then you can live your life knowing he'll keep you safe. We're on the last Sunday of a year. As I look back at 2015, do you know what's true? Jesus has never rejected me when I've come to him. I'm so grateful to him for that. He's not lost me. He's kept me safe. And he'll please promise that when I die, he'll not leave me dead. And as we start a new year, 2016, what can we be sure of if we're believers in the Lord Jesus? Well, we can be sure he'll not reject us when we come to him. He'll welcome us. We can be sure that whatever difficulties we face, he will not lose us. And if in 2016 some of us die, well, if we die believing in Jesus, we can trust his promise that he will raise us on the last day. Let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the gift of Jesus as the bread of life. Thank you that he is your gift to every believer. Father, we thank you too that every believer is your gift to Jesus. And we thank you that as a result, we can be sure that believers are safe forever because Jesus will never reject us. He will never lose us. He will not leave us dead. Heavenly Father, if even today you are drawing us to believe in Jesus and receive him, help us to come to him now. And if we've already come to Jesus, may we keep on coming to him as the bread of life, the one who gives us everything that we need. And may we trust him day by day as the one who keeps us safe. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.